Everything changes. I'm back in the castle, in Dooku's great hall, but the light is wrong. The room stretched beyond its usual dimensions. The Count is hunched over his table, papers and data slates scattered in front of him. This is not the ordered desk of the Windrunner. Dooku, not the man I know.
The affairs of state weigh heavy.
This isn't real. Kai Narek is standing beside me. He is exactly how I remember him. The strip of graying beard, the tattoo creasing on his chin, those warm blue eyes fixed not on me, but my new master.
You can't speak, little one. He can't hear you.
Is this you? Are you doing this?
You need to see who he is, who you are.
He nods at the Count. Dooku's arms shake as he supports himself. He is tired. Usually immaculate hair hanging lank in front of bloodshot eyes. His cracked lips move. He is muttering beneath his breath.
I can't hear. Then move closer.
I'm beside the desk, wrinkling my nose at the odor. Dooku hasn't washed for days.
Listen to him.
So much to do. So much to do. Why don't they listen? Why don't they cooperate? Don't they realize I'm doing all this for them?
He sweeps out an arm, knocking the papers and readers from the desk. Glass shatters, casings break, and Dooku yells into the darkness of the empty room.
Why won't anyone listen? Why won't anyone help?
Is this the man who so commands you? Is this your future?
I...
What?
Kai looks as shocked as I am, as another figure crosses the hall towards us.
I'm impressed. Kai Narek.
Back from the grave.
I don't understand.
It is another Dooku. My Dooku. As he was in Felidrone's quarters. As he was when we first met.
You were always a disappointment. Even as a youngling. If I had my way, you would never have even made night.
Stop it!
And when you did, what exactly did you do? You made mistake after mistake.
Leave him alone.
People died because of you, Kai.
That's not true.
And when the Council called for your return, you fled rather than face the consequences. Exiled yourself on a dust ball, convincing yourself it was a crusade. And this is the man you have chosen as your conscience, my assassin. This is your hope. Are you like him, Ventress? Will you run?
I don't know what you mean.
Will you run?
And that's what I'm doing, racing through the forest, my feet slipping on the mud. Castle Sereno looms above me, silhouetted against Montero's gleaming disc.
That's it, little one. You can still make a choice. Run as far as you can.
Kai's voice is everywhere. In the wind, in the trees. But it isn't alone.
There is no choice. Not for you.
Don't listen to him, Ventress.
Listen to yourself.
You need to be strong. Like me.
You are mine. He is nothing.
He rescued me.
Rescued you? From slavery? From the Cinetine? You have no idea what he did to you.
A root snags my foot, and I fall. And land in coarse sand. The castle is gone. The forest gone. A swollen sun burns high above. Strike vultures wheeling through a shimmering sky.
It's rat attack. I'm back on rat attack.
No.
Yes. The day Halstead died.
Master!
The day he was killed.
Ventress!
That's him. That's Halstead. The pirate who took me from Dathomir. The Cinetine who brought me up as his own.
A daughter in chains.
Spirits, have you seen Ventress?
I'm right here.
He can't hear you, remember? There's no way to warn him.
Warn him?
We need to get her away from here. Go! Ventress! Ventress, where are you?
She'll be safe soon enough, Slaver.
Jedi scum!
You'll never use her again. Never again.
No!
You never checked the wound. Sloppy. Not that you would have known the difference between a blaster shot and a lightsaber.
It's not true.
How do you know?
He said it was pirates.
And you believed him.
Kai.
He's not real, Ventress. You know that. He died on Ratatak. You cremated his corpse yourself. No one comes back from the dead. No one.
The sky turns black. Lightning lancing across dark clouds. The same lightning I have felt across my back. His lightning.
He used you, Ventress. A salve for his loneliness. His failure. They all used you. The Night Sister, the Slaver, the Jedi. They define you because you let them. Because you refuse to be free.
No.
Have you learned nothing, child? From the Hollows? From the Journal?
The Journal?
You think you found it by chance?
The Force guided me.
I guided you. Everything you have seen, everything you have heard, was it for nothing? The past does not define you, Ventress. The future does not define you. I define you.
Asajj.
He's not real, Ventress. I am. Who do you choose? Who do you choose?
It's all gone. The storm. Ratatak. Halsted. I'm back with Dooku and Jenza. And him, still sniveling in my head.
Asajj, don't listen to him. It's lies. All of it.
Ventress?
Dooku peers at me, the rat in his maze. I think he's going to speak, but everything has been said. He turns to his sister, her eyes brimming with hope. She has no idea.
You say you wanted to help me, Jenza?
Yes, more than anything.
By attempting to betray me to the Jedi? By revealing my plans?
I don't know anything about any plans. And I don't want to know. They're wrong, Dooku. Can't you see that? You said you were going to save Sereno.
And I have. Sereno will be the beating heart of a new empire.
An empire I want no part of. I don't recognize you anymore. You're not my brother.
I am. Which is why I must release you. Ventress.
You said you wanted her found.
A task you performed admirably. But you are an assassin. My assassin.
No. Please. You don't have to do this. This isn't you. I know it isn't. I can see it in your eyes.
She's right, Asajj.
You're not real.
Of course I am.
Of course I'm not. But I could be. I'm a part of you, Ventress. I always will be. The best part of you.
I'm sorry.
Brother!
You have done well.
Your will is mine.
There must be no evidence.
He turns and sweeps from the room, his sister dead at my feet. I am alone.
Kai?
I have a job to do. I look around, spotting a blaster clipped to a dead agent's belt. I recover the weapon, cranking the power pack. I'll have to be quick. It won't take long to overload. I try not to breathe in the fumes as I place the whining blaster in the pool of perylene. The fuel stings my eyes. Tears pricking my eyes. It's fuel, nothing more. I won't have time to make it to the door. I head back to the window. The catch still smashed from when I broke in. There's no sign of Dooku, and then I look up and see a shadow in the clouds above, the Windrunner slipping silently home. I wonder how many of Dooku's faithful subjects will see it and smile. The champion of Sereno, protecting his people. I reach into my pocket, drawing out his journal, feeling the cracked leather beneath my fingers. I throw it back into the perilene. Time to go. I hate it here. I hate the lies and the deceit and the fear and the hatred. I hate him and what he's made me do. What he's made me. But where else can I go? This is where I belong. This is who I am. I am free.
Star Wars: Dooku, Jedi Lost, by Kevin Scott. Featured in the cast were Orla Cassidy as Asajj Ventress, Ewan Morton as Dooku, Pete Bradbury as Gretz Droom, Jonathan Davis as Qui-Gon Jinn, Neil Heligers as Ramil, Sean Kennan as Sifo Dyas, January Lavoy as Jor Aerith, Saskia Marleveld as Jenza, Carol Monda as Leen Kostana, Robert Petkoff as Kai Narek, Rebecca Soler as Eula Braylon, and Mark Thompson as Yoda. Star Wars: Dooku, Jedi Lost was directed by Kevin Thompson, produced by Nick Martorelli and Kevin Thompson. Post-production and sound mixing by Paul Goodrich at Merlin Studios. Music by John Williams. Music publishing by Warner Tamerlane Publishing Corporation and Bantha Music. Music Master Production Copyright 2007 Lucasfilm Limited. Star Wars: Dooku, Jedi Lost is a production of Lucasfilm Limited and registered or trademarked where indicated. Copyright 2019, all rights reserved. Used under authorization. This has been a Penguin Random House audio presentation. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.